Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Is it time to abolish school uniforms? Take a listen to Jen Hogan, journalist and columnist with the Irish Times on Breakfast earlier.
School uniforms, I suppose, they're one of the biggest costs that parents face every year, particularly any schools that have crest uniforms, that buying jumpers and ties and polo shirts and tracksuits and shorts and jackets. And if they're crested pieces, that really, really adds up. But also, even the different types of uniforms. I mean, we still have small children going around in formal uniforms with shirts, ties, slacks, skirts. And this kind of went out with the pandemic, this whole idea of this very formal dress. As adults, we are not going around like that. And we're still making our young children dressed in that way with little regard for sensory needs or anything like that.
Miriam is with us on the line. Miriam, should school uniforms be abolished?
Good morning, Andrea. Yes, well, I suppose this is a bit of a hobby for a number of years. And I agree with the sentiments of Jen's piece there. But I think they're completely outdated and very, very regressive in many ways, because I think in addition to, as she was saying, the cost of the school uniforms, there's a double burden, really, because parents are already buying clothes for children. And, you know, they have those clothes are very often sitting in their wardrobes that particularly with they outgrow them before they outwear them. So it's not as if children don't have clothes. They have clothes and they have uniforms.
No, but I suppose it takes away the competitive nature, though, doesn't it, among the 29 other students maybe in the class each day?
I think that's a myth that is actually held mostly by parents who've sent their children to school that have uniforms. My daughter went to a non-uniformed school in primary school and a uniformed school in secondary school. I can honestly say it was never, ever an issue. The only thing I ever remember there being competitiveness about was the pencil cases. But never, ever, ever was there ever an issue. Children just put on their clothes and went to school. There was never a question about brands or anything like that.
Okay. I'm just going to ask that very same question to Aveen. Miriam, stay with us, who's on the line. Is it a myth in your view, Aveen, that there's, you know, a lot of competition between students in the classroom if there's no school uniform?
No, I don't think so. I think it's very much live and active today. My daughter is in just going into senior infants. She started last year, and in her school, they all wear tracksuits from junior infants right up to sixth class. And just in terms of that being a myth, there's already competitiveness in terms of the coats that they might have or the pencil cases that they might have or the shoes that they might be wearing. So I think that it's an ideal all-round solution, because I suppose I do agree that formal uniforms are outdated. But I think that tracksuit is a great all-round solution for all children. I suppose it keeps children active during the school day, which is one of the biggest reasons why our school has them. I think it's a great solution to comfort into the what you were referring to as early as the fashion parade. So everyone is comfortable. Everyone has the opportunity to be active throughout the day. It's cheaper for parents. And then there's no pressure around branded clothing for anyone. So like this year, we bought two tracksuits, one crested T-shirt, which they're asked to wear for, like, say, Christmas events or school shows. And then you can buy T-shirts from Dunnes or Penny's, like other just normal white polo shirts. And that cost us like €80 for the year. So I think that's pretty reasonable when you consider, you know, the cost of the getting a tracksuit and a full kind of formal uniform for the children as well.
Yeah. Are your kids still in school, Miriam?
No. I've one daughter now, and she has been through both primary and secondary school. I think these are long-standing ideas about school uniforms. But I think they're misguided, and I think they're myths because I can only speak to my own experience.
I think there was no competition in your school among the uniformers, certainly not in
the school, any more so than there is among children anyhow. I mean, children who were involved in out-of-school activities where they're not wearing uniforms, there's a certain amount of that that parents have to navigate anyway when they're going through primary and secondary school, children wanting particular brands and parents having to say, well, no, and that type of thing. So it's something that's something a parent is going to have to address anyhow. It certainly doesn't make its way in. Enough. The only time I ever saw this fashion parade thing was actually when she was in secondary school, when they were wearing uniforms and they had a non-uniform day, and the amount of distress they had as to what they were going to wear to school on the non-uniform day.
That's how I imagine most days, though, Aveen. Like, that's imagine what I imagine most days would be like. Maybe I'm wrong. And I mean, we always had school uniforms.
Completely the opposite. Yeah. So the non-uniform day and the uniform. This thing that suddenly they have to, it's the first time that they've had to, whereas, you know, and there's the whole issue, I suppose, of children. I mean, I think there's a legacy part of this, okay. Certainly in the past,
Your views, though, Aveen, is that you think that, you know, even though the uniform is there at the moment, you think there is a competitive nature without it?
There is, yeah, absolutely. And I do think when you talk there about the stress of thinking, what are you going to wear for the non-uniform days? Like something like a tracksuit, all through the year, it's easy to wear. It's cheaper for parents. It's still a uniform type per se, but it's not that uncomfortable. I have awful memories of primary school myself in thick woolen, heavy, hot uniforms. You wouldn't be comfortable doing any activity in them. They smelled of wool in the rain. I have kind of awful memories of that. So I think looking at comfort, and if we're going to look at like tackling obesity, we have to make children active throughout the day, and we have to make them comfortable to do that. So I think I don't disagree with no uniform. I think I'd hate that myself. But I think this idea of having a tracksuit or something much more comfortable and less formal than what they have at present. And I think,
Yeah. What about you, Trudy? Do you think it's a time to get rid of school uniforms?
Well, I suppose I'm coming at this now from a very different point of view, and I can only speak for myself here, and I totally understand the cost factors associated with uniforms, but I'm going back quite a while now, Andrea. I came from a small rural Ireland primary school, and it was obviously non-uniform, and I definitely never felt part of the school. And then when I went to secondary school, it was a uniform, and suddenly I felt part of a community. Now, the uniform, everybody, I heard you say before about, you were talking about this before, and somebody mentioned it leveled the playing field, and I totally understand that. You know, wearing your uniform for me associated me with that school that had the values that were important to me, and I felt part of that community. Now, I totally get the cost factors now for everybody nowadays, but I definitely think some sort of a uniform is important.
But there's a sense of identity and pride.
There is, exactly. And there's a sense of equality as well for everybody. Now, that's my own personal view, but for me, it was very important and very beneficial.
Yeah, I actually really liked our school uniform. Like, I never had a problem wearing it. We had like a navy, like a royal blue, really deep blue navy V-neck jumper with a white shirt and a navy knee length, actually, kind of like a fitted straight skirt above our knee. And I loved it. There was a blazer as well, but you didn't have to wear it. I think you had to wear it at the weekends or something if you were doing something for the school. But I loved it. I had no problem at all ever putting on the school uniform. What about you, Trudy? Do you think they're outdated?
No, I don't. I think they're very beneficial. And now, maybe it could be a little bit less formal, maybe like that lady was saying there. But I definitely think having something that makes you feel equal with everybody else in that class is important for maybe quiet kids or people that wouldn't have much confidence. I certainly didn't have, but it definitely gave me confidence to be sitting in a class of 30. And we were, and maybe being all the same is the wrong phrase, but we were definitely equal in that school.
You see, you'll hear the argument now today that'll come in that it limits individuality. You know that, but I suppose with individuality, in my eyes, comes competitiveness, and you'll have people talking about who's the best dressed and who has the most branded clothes and who's wearing the most expensive stuff.
Absolutely, and that definitely is a factor, even more so now than in the past.
Yeah, I was interested in listening to Miriam, though, because she said in her kids' school, certainly in one of the schools, that they had no uniform. And she said that competitive streak wasn't there at all. What about you, Anne? Are you a fan of uniforms in schools?
Oh, totally. I agree with the previous speakers. Uniform really equalises all the participants. And, you know, if you see a group of children in uniform, in the street even, you know, it's just lovely to look at, you know. But I would totally not agree with having the latest fashion training into school. It would be a total nightmare for teachers, especially in today's fashion. They're practically wearing their knickers now, you know. But
right. So, you think there's, yeah, it's as if the sort of the kind of the fashion parade that will go on every day that you need to have it on.
It would be a nightmare.
Right.
My two girls went to school from the very beginning in uniform and they loved it.
Yeah.
You know? They loved it. There was no issue. You know? But I think people are trying to make an issue now. I said, you know. What? There's all of something.
Yeah. Mandy is on the line as well. Mandy, you called in because you're a teacher. Do you think school uniforms still have a place?
I'm a teacher and a parent, and I went to a non-uniform primary school myself, went to uniform secondary. My children go to non-uniform primary and uniform secondary, and I really feel, especially in the present format that uniforms are in, that they are outdated, and the argument of the competitiveness does not fly with me. We've never had that issue. If somebody is going to be a bully and is going to look for a weakness in a child, if the uniform doesn't stop that happening, they will look for either the school bag, the pencil case, the mobile phone. They will find something to pick on that child for. I love seeing the little, especially in junior infants, I found uniforms very difficult when I was teaching in a school with uniforms because I think their little personality comes out in how they dress and what they wear. They're so impractical in cold weather, seeing little girls having to wear skirts, for little girls trying to manage tights when they're going to the bathroom. You know, a pair of leggings, a tracksuit bottom. Yes, if we all move to tracksuits, but I mean, no, it just doesn't fly with me, this thing that they have to be in uniform to stop competitiveness. It's not
it's
the equalizer
anyway.
That people think it is. For me, it was so much easier. Trying to get the uniforms washed at the weekend now is a nightmare. It was so much easier when they just wore and they got full value out of their clothes that I bought for outside of school. Now you have to have a coat for school. That's huge money.
Shoes.
They have to have the PE uniform. My daughter, they have to be all black runners, all black shoes. And it's actually really hard to find something comfortable and practical for her secondary school. It's so prescriptive. Where when she was in primary school, she wore what suited her, what was comfortable, and it didn't have to be the best. And there wasn't an issue over who was wearing what. Schools can have a code of dress without it being a uniform. So this thing of it being the latest fashion, they can have a code of dress where, you know, something has to be knee length, has to cover the belly, things like that. I just feel, having experienced it as a pupil, as a parent, and as a teacher, uniforms have really, you know, they're out of place now. That's my feeling. I know everybody has a different opinion.
What about you, Paula? Do you think there's a place for school uniforms?
I do think there is, but I think there's an area of compromise, and I can see where Mandy is coming from with regards to a bully will be a bully anyway. But I do think there is a level of equality when everyone is in the same clothes. Myself, I went to a school that was uniform. We had ties and impractical parts to the uniform. And that's the part where I feel a lot of schools can compromise, where you could maybe make them more accessible to everybody by going with colours that they produce in the different, whether it be supermarkets or clothing outlets that provide the uniforms. That would be one point, and to drop impractical elements like the tie. But I do feel there is a relevance to the uniformity of, excuse me, the pun, of the actual implementation of having a uniform. As I said, I went to a uniform school, but I do have a friend who went to a school without that. And the school was quite prestigious. And she didn't come from an equivalent financial background. She was, you know, okay, but not as financially well off as most of them, and she was giving a really hard time. And I know, like, that carried with her through into adulthood. So those things, they do impact more than I think people realise. And I don't think the adults are necessarily always aware of what the children are saying to each other and within the environment. So I think there's a point to the uniform, but maybe we need to become more practical about how you actually...
You can have a uniform, but the uniform doesn't have to be the trousers and, you know, the pinafore or whatever, or the dress and the long skirt or whatever, the tie, the jumper. You can have a uniform, as some of the other listeners mentioned, just in the form of a tracksuit.
Exactly. Well, my niece went to a school where they actually allow the girls to wear trousers and to wear shorts, and they didn't have to wear a tie, and it was a good compromise. It was they were all in the same colour, and they had one branded item, which was the jumper, and the rest of the uniform could be collected from whatever, I don't want to name supermarkets, but one of those. They could purchase the rest of the uniform there, and the girls weren't in impractical clothing for PE or for just everyday wear, especially because you're going to be in school for most of the winter period. So she loved the fact that she could wear trousers and didn't have to worry about that. And they were given a range in the colour of, like, you could go dark grey or you could go black, or and it seemed much more practical. And then it removed also that aspect of having to get up every day and go, oh, what am I going to wear?
What's clean? What even can I throw on me? Chris has got in touch. He says the school uniforms are just another way to put kids in a box. School is all about conformity. Preschool kids are like sponges who find their own way to learn. Then we send them to school and they're part of the rota. Toe the line, conform as well, says Chris. Mandy, just on the point, like, I know we're talking about this today as you guys, as parents and as teachers in some cases as well. But when you're talking to students, do they even want the uniform, or, would they prefer to have one?
Well, I know my daughter really struggles wearing the uniform, having come from a non-uniform. Part of it, it's not anything to do with, for her, the sensory. The shirt, the tie, it's not comfortable. She struggles. She didn't want to take her jumper off because the shirts just weren't comfortable on warm days. She wore the trousers for first year, but even they're not comfortable. When you've a child who's been used to wearing leggings and things like that, the kids that I teach, none of them would want to wear a uniform. We've talked about it before. They love being able to wear their own clothes in. And then the girls who want to wear dresses can. Sometimes they wear dresses, sometimes they wear shorts, leggings. They come in all sorts. On the point of being an equaliser, I don't feel that counts. I know my brother went to a fee-paying school and my parents, worked hard to put him there. There wasn't a lot extra. And he really felt that pinch. He was wearing the uniform the same as everybody else, but didn't have the lifestyle around it. And that's where, so the uniform does not protect people from that,
Kathy,
in my experience.
In your experience, and you're speaking as you said, not just a parent, but also as a teacher here today as well on the show. Kathy has got in touch. She says, look at how some children have always have to have the branded runners. This would just carry on in clothes as well if there was no uniform or tracksuit as an option in the school. Ben makes the point that every type of clothing creates competition among school kids. As a teacher, you notice that branded sports bags also cause it. A couple of years ago, there was a Puma bag, for instance. The pupils talk about stuff like this and it only makes matters worse for those who then can't afford it. Deirdre makes the point, I agree the competitiveness is a total myth when it comes to school uniforms. Don't base your opinion on your experience or on those of people who send their children to schools with uniforms. It's not a big deal and it was never an issue for my family. The dress code works. And this final texter makes the point, no school uniform, it might be okay in primary school, but definitely it is problematic in secondary. I went to school in the US and it was all about class. School uniforms could be made much more generic and all the school should have to do is then sell the crest and let the parents attach that to the school jumper.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.